Hey, tailgaters! Ross of the Pigskin Tales Podcast here. Feel that summer heat? It's not just the sun, it's the thrill of upcoming college football season, stoking the coals. So get ready for the season. Dive into the history books with Homefield, the premium collegiate apparel brand from Indianapolis. Homefield crafts incredibly comfortable gear designed with iconic vintage nods over 150 colleges. A library of history right on your chest. Homefield is the Indiana Jones of collegiate apparel, uncovering hidden gems from school archives. Unique mascots, logos, and even unforgettable moments frozen in time. Visit homefieldapparel.com and shop the archives. Homefield Apparel, where comfort, nostalgia, and the spirit of college football history unite. Again, that's homefieldapparel.com.
Sometimes 50 years seems like a very long time. Other times it seems just like yesterday. And this is one of those times where it went by very quick. On the podcast today, we're going to start out a little solemn as we discuss tragedy in the college football world 50 years ago today. Another big SEC game matchup and a Big Apple crowd rooting for the opposition's quarterback at a Giants game. It's all coming up in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, bringing you the football history headlines for November 14th. And we're going to start off in the year 1943 on that November 14th at the Polo Grounds in New York City. I'm not sure if it's ever occurred before, but when the home team held a special promotional event for the opposing quarterback. Yes, the New York Football Giants promoted their game against the Chicago Bears on November 14th, 1943, as Sid Luckman Day, according to GoldRankings.com's website. Sid Luckman was the starting quarterback for the Bears. Sid had grown up in Brooklyn, though, and he was a high school sports legend at Erasmus High. After that, he turned down offers from larger colleges out of the city and played at local Columbia to star as a single-wing tailback. The folks around New York City loved Sid Luckman because he was one of them, but the only problem was that George Halas used his first pick in the 1939 NFL draft to claim Luckman for the Bears. The pick was a great one, too, for Chicago, as they went to three straight NFL championship games, winning the first two and then losing the third to Washington in 1942. Sid did not disappoint his hometown fans by his play in the game in 1943, but he did break their hearts as he picked apart their beloved Giants. Sid Luckman passed for 7 touchdowns versus New York Giants that day, and the Bears triumphed big by a score of 56-7. November 14, 1959, Athens, Georgia. The number 12 Georgia Bulldogs hosted the number 8 Auburn Tigers in a big SEC matchup. Auburn came out of the gate swinging as they built a 13-7 lead on two long field goals by Hall of Famer and 1960 NFF National Scholar Athlete Ed Dias. Their touchdown was done via a quarterback sneak by Bryant Harvard. Georgia's comeback began with less than 3 minutes to play when Hall of Famer Fran Tarkington hit Don Silberdash for two crucial completions that set up a touchdown pass to Bill Heron with 30 seconds left. Kicker Durwood Pennington became the real hero, though, when he kicked the game-winning point after. Georgia defeated Auburn 14-13 in a thriller. Georgia's victory over Auburn was the first over the College Football Hall of Fame coach Ralph Shug Jordan and the Tigers in 7 seasons, and it clinched the Bulldogs' first SEC title since 1949. And now we turn to a somber note. November 14, 1970. Canova, West Virginia. A good portion of the Marshall University football team passed away in the horrible crash of a chartered Southern Airways DC-9 airplane. All 75 people on board were killed. According to History.com's story on the accident, the crash occurred about 2 miles away from the Tri-State Airport in Canova as the group was returning from a football game they played against East Carolina University that afternoon. The victims included 37 players of the Thundering Herd, along with the university's AD, the team's coaches, team doctor, and about 25 boosters. It was one of the largest tragedies in sports history, and it happened 50 years ago today. Now let's take a break from our football history headlines for just a moment. Focus in on that subscribe button on the Embed Player. Click it so you get all the podcasts released right to you as soon as we release them. Also, you can reach us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Right now, I've got a message from one of my friends at the Sports History Network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
Now let's move up to some little bit happier news as we go to November 14th, 1976 at Cleveland Municipal Stadium. When the Philadelphia Eagles visited the Cleveland Browns, they knew that the Browns had a pretty good defense. What they didn't realize that was hidden in the Cleveland lineup was a one-man wrecking crew, Jerry Shirk. Shirk was in the Eagles' backfield almost as much as quarterback Mike Broyla. Shirk set a club record with 4 sacks and Cleveland won the game 24-3. November 14th, 1993, Miami Dolphins longtime head coach Don Shula becomes the winningest coach in NFL history. When the Dolphins defeated the Philadelphia Eagles 19-14, it gave Shula his 325th victory in pro football to move him past the long-standing record of Papa Bear George Halas. November 14th, 1998 in Boulder, Colorado. In 1998, the Buffs went into the game against the Cyclones with a 6-3 record, but had lost 3 of their previous 4 games after a 5-0 start. The 5-0 record earned Colorado a number 4 ranking, but losses at number 5 Kansas State as well as the unranked Kansas and Missouri had dropped the Buffs out of the polls. Senior tailback Marlon Barnes rushed for a career-high 237 yards and 2 touchdowns as CU got back on track and rolled to a final score of Colorado 37, Iowa 8. Right now is a great time to remember to email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com or hit the subscribe button so as soon as these episodes get published, they go right into your inbox and you're notified. Tomorrow's podcast, we're going to talk about the legendary coach Paul Brown and what he calls his greatest victory. Alabama avoids an upset and Texas A&M creates one, all on tomorrow's podcast, so don't miss it. We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's 4th and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Darren Hayes, host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcast. I hope you've enjoyed another great episode here on Sports History Network. Now, speaking of sports history, this episode was brought to you by Firefly Books, and they have 2 great ones for you this summer. For basketball fans, they have the NBA 75, The Definitive History by author Dave Zarum, who's appeared on our Jersey Dispatch podcast recently. He tells about the experience, the thrilling journey of the NBA from its humble beginnings to its modern glory. Uncover the untold stories of triumph, controversy, and the greatest stars of the game. This isn't just a book. It's courtside seats to over 75 years of NBA history. And for the golf enthusiasts, swing into The Golf Round, I'll Never Forget by Matt Adams. Relive 50 of golf's most memorable moments through the eyes of the legends themselves. From Garcia's triumph at the 2017 Masters to Nicklaus' miraculous 1986 comeback, it's the closest you'll get to walking the fairways with golf's greatest. Get your summer read on. Grab a copy of NBA 75 or The Golf Round, I'll Never Forget. Available online or at your favorite bookstore.